I'm an emergency medicine and air ambulance doctor, and in my line of work, unfortunately at the moment, we're seeing a lot of mental health issues, and especially a lot of people unfortunately committing suicide, especially young men. It seems to be, over the last 5 years, I think suicide is the number one cause of death in men between 18 and 30. Mm. Unfortunately, on a personal note, I've had two friends and a family member unfortunately commit suicide as well, so it's quite close to my heart about raising awareness of these issues and trying to raise money for charities that help people out. And Calm, the campaign against living miserably, is one charity that I've sort of been in touch with, obviously, that provide a lot of support, especially to young men, but not uniquely to young men, to women as well, who are sort of suffering with thoughts of depression and self-harm and suicidal ideation, especially at this sort of time. And it's massive at the moment, isn't it? What with everyone being on lockdown, mental health issues are skyrocketing a little bit as well, unfortunately. Sure. And then, so I thought I wanted to raise a little bit of money, and something that I do, well, that I could do that would be quite shocking for a lot of people to think, oh, that's a bit mad, so they'll give some money to it. So I'm a bit inspired or interested in this idea of sort of cold water therapy, and there's a lot of research into the effects of cold water on the human body and how we can withstand that effect on our body, not only physically but mentally.
Yeah.
And there's a guy called Wim Hof, who's famous for running marathons in the Arctic in his pants and all this kind of thing, you know. So, and he talks all about this, the benefits of it on body and mind. So I started doing it just before, just at the end of December, actually, and thought, you know, this is good, I can maybe use this. And then just picked a target randomly of 3 minutes, because I thought that's probably long enough to stay in there. And then it just so happens, obviously, that this January seems to be the coldest month we've had so far, so it's been quite challenging but good. I mean, a couple of times I had to break the ice to actually get into the water in the bin. So I cleaned out this bin, got it in my garden, filled it up with water, and just get in it every morning for 3 minutes. And it's good for doing something difficult that people will donate to. And I've just checked my Just Giving page, and I'm just shy of £1,000 now, which is brilliant, because I set my target of 250, so that's really come on. And also, for me personally, it's a real sort of mental and physical challenge, something that I can do first thing in the morning, get it out of the way, have a real sort of sense of achievement and satisfaction going throughout the rest of the day.
It's fantastic. And how long are you doing it for?
So I plan to do it every day for the 31 days of January.
Right.
Then, depending on how I feel, I might just continue it. My wife thinks I'm mad enough anyway, so she'll, you know, that I keep getting it, and she'll shake her head as I get in it, looking out the window, especially this morning when it was raining and cold, and sort of just my head's poking out of this bin. I've got an 18-month-old son as well, and he can't really understand. He does just stare out the window a bit incredulously, sort of. Again, I have no idea what I'm doing, but so I might continue it, actually, because for me, it feels really good to do it first thing in the morning.
Absolutely fantastic. And it's a wheelie bin, is it?
Yeah, this is what it's because I did the only sort of receptacle that could hold that volume of water that I had. And so I just thought, yeah, because I didn't have a bath or a trough or anything like that, so I thought, you know, this is something that I could just clean out and would be useful.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Well, it's a really, really great cause, and obviously, as you say, very close to your heart, but doing something pretty random at the same time it is great. You know, you must be fairly proud of yourself so far.
Yeah, I think so, and it's achievable, isn't it, at the moment. We can't do a lot, can we, with lockdown going on, unfortunately. I'm into my physical exercise as well, and I love to try and do some sort of challenges. I've been raising money the last couple of years for air ambulance that I work for, running around lots of running events, but obviously nothing's happening at the moment. We can't do anything like that. So this is just something that just takes 3 minutes out of the day. It's minimal time, don't really have to go anywhere, just get in it, but it's hard and makes me feel good and seems to be raising a bit of money.
Yeah, it's fabulous. And you're tending to do it sort of first thing in the morning, are you?
Yeah, with my shifts dependent and stuff, that's what I like to do. It's just sort of, then I can get it out of the way, because otherwise it does play on my mind. I think, oh, I've got to go outside and get that freezing cold bin. And especially as, you know, as the day gets on and it's nicer to stay inside where it's nice and warm, it's actually, you know, better to put myself out of my comfort zone first thing in the morning, get it out of the way. And it's a good way to wake up as well. Really, dump my head in there as well, really wakes you up, and then come inside and, it's all good.
Fabulous. I was going to say, I saw the picture, obviously, with your... And the bin is full of water, isn't it? It's literally up to the brim.
Yeah, so when I first did it, I filled it right up and then completely forgot about the displacement that I was going to put into it. So I'd got in this water just overflowed everywhere. So actually, it's about 2/3 full. By the time I get in it, yeah, it's up to my neck. So
absolutely fantastic. Really, really good. And what sort of comment... Are you doing it at the sort of back of your house or is it at the front when people can see you when they walk past?
Yeah, it's round the back, actually. I've only got one neighbour who can overlook me. I've seen him twitch his curtain a little bit once just to see what's going on. But yeah, I think, I'd definitely get some funny looks, I think, if I did it out the front. Although my wife did say the other day that maybe I should do that, put it out the front and put a little bucket out for people to chuck money in as well. You know, maybe a little sign saying what I'm doing might raise even more awareness. But...
And just finally, what sort of comments have you been getting from family and friends and perhaps, you know, the families of those that sadly you said, you know, have passed away?
Yeah, a lot of them have been really, really supportive and said how such a great cause it is, especially for my family and, you know, close to our hearts and stuff. And a lot of people just... I've got, yeah, sort of three schools of support, I think, really. One is the people who just think I'm mad and they're like, I'm just going to give you money because you're mad. And then the second is family members, friends who feel quite passionate about raising awareness of the issue. And then... thirdly is the people who are really interested in the sort of cold water side of things and the challenge of cold water and have maybe done something themselves as well. And a couple of people that I worked with years ago have been in touch and said, oh yeah, I've been having cold showers or whatever, this kind of stuff, you know. So they're giving me money because they're like that kind of side of things. So it's a sort of a triple whammy of people that are giving me money.